In less than 2 months, most of Virginia's teachers will have gotten their shots for COVID-19, and students will be back in their classrooms. But they may have some catching up to do. Education Department spokesman Charles Pyle says a test for young children at risk for trouble reading showed an increase of about 10%.
We see significant increases in the percentage of students who aren't meeting the benchmark for readiness on the literacy assessment when you're talking about kindergartners or in first grade who are at risk of failing in reading. And we see even more acute increases when we look at our most vulnerable students, our economically disadvantaged students, our English language learners, Black students, Hispanic students.
And when it comes to middle and high schools, there's also trouble, according to the state's assistant superintendent for learning and innovation.
The vast majority of school divisions are seeing a high percentage of students that are failing two or more classes compared to last year.
Michael Balling said scores were slipping in math. More than half of all districts reported more students missing school than last year, and many were concerned about access to high-speed internet. More than 20% of kids lack access at home. But Balling said most students in third, fourth, and fifth grades were doing well in reading, and overall things were not as bad as some had feared. He praised teachers who had shown themselves to be fast learners when it came to online instruction.
I got to tell you, the teachers are the real rock stars here. They have pivoted and learned so much so quickly. For many of these individuals, they never taught or had an experience on virtual learning.
Even so, Governor Ralph Northam told the Washington Post he will ask schools to stay open this summer to help students catch up. He's expected to provide details later today. I'm Sandy Houseman.